Your fold saw in you a yardstick of faith, a model of humility, the teacher of abstinence, revealing the truth. You, therefore, gained the sublime by humility and wealth by poverty. O Father and Hierarch Nicholas, intercede with Christ our God, that our souls may be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. In Myra, O Saint, you proved yourself to be a true priest, for you fulfilled the gospel of Christ. O Holy One, you offered your own life for the sake of your people, and you saved the innocent from death. Wherefore, you were sanctified as a great recipient of God's grace.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I will read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 27th Sunday after Pentecost, Luke 13:10-17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loose from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, "Because Jesus has healed on the Sabbath," and he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham whom Satan has bound, think of it for 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Today we come to hear the Holy Gospel, and are reminded once again about the healing power of Jesus Christ. This woman with a spirit of infirmity had a condition lasting 18 years. She was bent over and could not raise herself. Imagine the torture and discomfort she experienced. Jesus Christ touched her, and she was made straight. She glorified God. The work of Christ was instantaneous. Jesus Christ healed people with conditions that were extreme. This woman is an excellent example. The healing power of Jesus Christ offers hope to each of us, regardless of the long-standing nature of our conditions. This is particularly true with respect to our own sinfulness. Each of us may have a condition of sin which has plagued us for years. Our patience may be tried to the limit. We might want to give up in despair. Take a lesson from this morning's gospel and remain hopeful in all circumstances. We never know when Jesus Christ will enter our lives with the healing needed to restore us to the wholeness desired. The ruler of the synagogue was indignant over the healing. The goodness of Jesus Christ is not always well received by everyone. In those days, as in these, adversaries of Christ existed. The work of Satan is identified with the condition of this woman. Jesus Christ triumphed over Satan in the case of this woman. He has triumphed through the centuries. Jesus Christ triumphs over sin each day. Blessed Theophylact saw the miracles of Christ happening to the inner man, to the soul. He said the soul is bent over in infirmity when it inclines to earthly thoughts alone and imagines nothing heavenly or divine. We must take time in our life to consider the heavenly and the divine. We must take time throughout the day to focus on God's work in the universe and in our lives. Saint Cyril of Alexandria said that Jesus Christ took on flesh. He took on human nature to overthrow death and destruction. Jesus Christ healed this woman by a word and the touch of his hand. Being Lord and God, Jesus manifested his own flesh as of equal efficacy with himself. The daily duties and responsibilities of life can consume our thoughts and attention. Our minds may be cluttered with unimportant things which simply accumulate. At this point in the Nativity fast, we should be working on clearing our lives of unnecessary activities and thoughts. Each day we should ensure there is ample time spent in prayer, doing the work of God and spiritual enrichment. Our soul needs nourishment to the same degree as our body. It is not healthy to neglect our body or we will end up sick. It is not healthy to neglect the soul or we will end up sick. Spiritual illness is as real as physical illness. At times the two are connected. Spiritual health always is an asset in dealing with physical ailments. We have the benefit of this morning's gospel and other teachings in Holy Scripture about the healing power of Christ. We have the God-given power within ourselves to repent and come to Christ, seeking his healing power in our individual lives. Because we know the healing power of Christ, we cannot be excused for being in despair. We cannot be excused for being depressed. With Christ there is always hope. With Christ there is a solution. He is the hope. He is the solution. Regardless of our circumstances, if we adhere to the teachings of Christ, if we follow Christ, in the end we will rejoice with Christ. Read the lives of the saints. Read the lives of the martyrs. In the face of the greatest adversities, in the face of death, the radiance of Christ carried them forth. The martyrs for Christ are candles lighting the way to the heavenly kingdom. Each year, on the third day of the Feast Nativity, we celebrate the proto-martyr and Archdeacon Stephen. We learn of his being stoned to death. His witness for Christ has touched countless millions through the centuries. The life of Saint Stephen has shined through the darkest of hours and points to the brightest of lights. Today and every day, remember the healing power of Jesus Christ. Give thanks to our Lord for his goodness and mercy. Now and always, let us ask him to help us to fight our own sinfulness and to heal our souls.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered in the Spirit. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
I invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held on Sundays at 10 a.m. We have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. The Austin headquarters is located in Morris, Pennsylvania. His Grace Dr. Mitrofan is the Diocesan Bishop. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21. Across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbin. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.